Okay. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, March 4th, 2025, regular business meeting. Call to order time, 6 o'clock PM. Roll call, please.
Administrator Smith.
Present.
Fire Chief Cahill.
Here.
Fiscal Officer Ross, here. Trustee Van Haren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, if you'll stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, approval of minutes. We have three sets of minutes. I added the workshop meeting minutes, as I told you guys in the email. So I did not receive any feedback other than Cody sent me a correction and a typo correction. Thank you. Appreciate that. So they're on here individually because at the January 28th meeting, Trustee Van Haren was absent. At the February 4th meeting, Trustee Dick was absent, and everybody was here for the workshop meeting. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes for the January 28th, 2025 workshop meeting?
Motion. Wait, which one are we approving?
The first one, the January 28th.
I can't second it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll second it. Good point. Any discussion on that one? Hearing none, vote please. And you don't have to read. Well, I don't guess you can.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren abstain. Trustee Reese.
Yes.
I got one.
I have tons of them.
It's
like,
all right.
Don't have one extra one today.
It's all right. There were some in here, and I guess they're all just slowly but surely.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for February 4th, 2025 regular business meeting?
I move to approve 2025 February 4th regular business meeting.
Thank you. I will second that. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick abstain. Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Minutes approved. 220-1. Okay, C. Do I have a motion to approve the February 25th, 2025 workshop meeting?
Motion. I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Minutes approved, 3-0. Okay, next is the staff reports. I don't see anybody from the Sheriff's Department. If they come in, we'll come back to them. Okay, next up is report from the Fire Department. Chief Cahill, if you please.
Yep. So we received a total of 51 calls. of 51 calls last month, a couple of which were building fires, some were mutual aid. However, if you look in the mutual aid received above, there are two separate incidents where we brought in multiple jurisdictions all at the same time. It was a fairly decent accident over there in Carriage Trails in 201. And then we had a report of a structure fire on the one at 6:01 p.m. It ended up not being a structure fire. It was a little burn pit in the side of the yard. But, you know, we
better safe than sorry.
Bring everybody and then cancel the world if we don't need them. So right. we didn't need them. So mutual aid is doing pretty good right now. Another busy month for us. We're still on hitting that track of breaking records this year for calls. So, secondly, we did receive our medic. It's Yay. A lovely piece of machinery. It is beautiful. It really does look nice. So. Other than that, that's all I got. Has anybody got any questions?
It is a pretty medic. I went out and looked at it.
Awesome. You can check it out after this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. Yep. Next up is the report from Planning and Zoning. Planning and Zoning Director Smith, if you please.
All right, so since the last trustee meeting, we have received no zoning certificate applications. Since the last report, there was one application received, which was for a variance on Lisa Drive. There is also one zoning commission application, or case rather, in process. That is a request from Samad Mahmoud of 8415 South State Route 202, Tip City, to rezone a 3-acre parcel from R1 AAA to B3.
That's the Levesque building, right?
It is, yes. Yes. We have had 7 variances requested so far in 2025. 6 of them have been approved, and the aforementioned zoning amendment, we just have the one of those so far in 2025. And on that case has been submitted to Miami County to be placed on the March 18th agenda. That meeting will be March 18th at 7 p.m. And then the Bethel Township Zoning Commission will be meeting March 27th at 7:30 here in the meeting room. And that's all I have for planning.
Is that Lisa Drive one? Is that the one that was just...
Yes.
Okay, so that was denied though, right?
It was,
okay,
yes.
So we don't need to...
It's on here because it didn't make last month's report on the agenda,
so we
put it on this month.
Okay.
Yeah, it was,
all right.
It was
but
received.
Yeah, it's the one that's no there at the bottom.
Yeah. I thought maybe he had come back again.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of, that usually doesn't happen. It came in late. Okay, next up is the report from the Township Administrator. Township Administrator Smith.
Thank you. There are 13 resolutions on the agenda for this evening. The first is to accept the resignation of firefighter EMT Jacob Klein. We want to thank him for his service and wish him well in his future endeavors. The next 4 are to appoint members and alternates to the Board of Zoning Appeals and the Zoning Commission. We give thanks to those who serve but are not rejoining. Now, these positions are 100% volunteer, and we appreciate all of those who participate in their local government. If you are interested in volunteering, you can call me at the office or email me at administrator@betheltownship.org. Following that is a resolution to approve all appropriation transfers and reallocations in 2024. Then we have 2 resolutions to increase appropriations in 2 areas of the township finances for 2025. The next resolution is to hire an attorney whose expertise is in election law. Following that, we have a resolution to correct the rates for our attorney, whose expertise is in annexation matters. Then a resolution to approve Harrison's Pro Tree Service to remove and prune certain trees along Singer Road on the Metro Park side of the road. This will help to preserve the road pavement as it deteriorates more quickly under the growth of dense trees. We had approved this previously, but the Metro Parks decided to go with a different vendor than they originally proposed, and this quote is actually cheaper than the original.
Great.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah, did you say fuel?
It probably is. I'm just kidding. I have no idea, but we'll take what they can get rid of.
Okay.
The next resolution is to establish a policy to dispose of surplus equipment. It is required by Section 505.10D of the Ohio Revised Code, and the final resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants. Upcoming events in the township, the Historical Society meets Wednesday, March 5th at 6 p.m., and they meet on the first Wednesday of each month. And that is all I have from the administrator.
All right, any questions?
Yep.
Okay, next up is trustee reports.
I don't have anything at this time.
Okay. Okay, I'm up next. So I went to several meetings since the last meeting, both school board meetings, they have a work session and a regular meeting last month. I attend those, you know, mostly to report back on anything annexation. They have hired an architect, I believe they're an architect, to look at, right now they're just looking at increasing the space, I'm not increasing the space, taking open space and trying to figure out if they can make more classrooms out of some of the spaces that are at the school. And then next steps will probably be to start looking at building another building or, I don't know, something more because now we have the new annexation. Okay, on February 20th, I went to the Miami County Comprehensive Plan. Administrator Smith also went to that. So this is the, you know, Miami County is revising their comprehensive plan, and I've
gone to, well, this is the fourth meeting, I think. I think I maybe missed one of them, but they are not to the part yet that is interesting to us, which is the land use part. They've done the basic stuff and some other chapters. I think they've done like 4 of the 8 so far. And we have our own zoning, so we have input to them, but they do not step on our zoning, right? So, but they let us come to the meetings and give input. On February 24th, I went to the Humber Heights Council meeting, and that was to stand up and ask if we could get a meeting with them to talk about an annexation agreement, because, you know, we've had difficulty. So I was told after the meeting that they would figure out next steps and ask who to contact, so I gave them Administrator Smith's information for that. On February 27th, Administrator Smith and I went to a session offered by Tip City Chamber of Commerce. It was a training session for social media success. It's one of those lunch things that they provide, and the guy was, it was actually pretty informative. He had a lot of local statistics for Miami County about when's a good time to post, days, times, and what social media got used the most, which is Facebook. So it was interesting, and he was also very animated, so he was entertaining. So that's the meetings I went to. That's it for me.
Okay.
Trustee Dick?
I'm up. Last week I had the pleasure of going through the township 3 different days with our new administrator, trying to get him acclimated to what projects I have had going on and want to move forward with this year, because I've got West Charleston Road, Beth's Road, with two deals there. So we were looking at that. We also visited.
Wait, what's the second deal?
We have three things on that road, and we're going to do the first two.
You're going to do the tile underneath the road, and you're going to pull back the ditch.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So we've got to get.
But those are all one project, right?
Yeah.
And you quoted as one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he quoted 3, but we put 2 together so we could save $6,000-$8,000.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. So that's that deal. And we're going to hopefully start that sometime towards the end of April, the 1st of May.
Depends on the walk, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I talked to Durst about that, and we need to get those property owners on the one side of the road that we're going to kind of cut into. We need to get their documents signed from them. But the biggest thing is, we kind of went through the motions here. The nuisance property that we've been waiting on, that we discussed about waiting until March so the weather would break to try
mm-hmm.
to force the issue down here on 40. We've been dealing with this health department now, and it looks like they're going to take over that for us.
Great.
So that's going to save us maybe $30,000-$40,000 on that deal. Because
well, that would all get put on their taxes.
Yeah, but it's not going to come.
No,
we won't
yeah.
be the lien holder
no.
on it. So, and it won't. We won't be paying the money up front either. So
well, that's great.
And nor will we be overseeing it. So Cody is kind of running with that now, and he's going to try to get some definite clarification from them, because that is something that they handle and that they are willing to do based upon what we submitted to them.
Okay.
So, but right now they haven't come back with a definite date on it or when they're actually going to knock on the door and say, hey, clean up your act. The other thing is, we were out on the Winter Hill deal and Newberry deal
mm-hmm.
last week, and it just so happened to be raining.
Mm-hmm.
and so we got a firsthand view of exactly what the problem is there. And it looks like, from what we did call the county is willing to kind of help us as long as we meet with them and tell them specifically what we want them to help us with. They're willing to help with it. And then it'll be up to us to either hire it out or try to do it ourselves. But it looks like, again, Newberry's problem is exactly what I said it was 4 or 5 months ago when I referenced it here, and we had the problem with the landlord or the landowner there that put in the 4-inch tile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to have to be corrected. He's backing everything up from his property all the way down to Ross Road.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the street, that culvert, that needs to be dug out and it needs to be re-poured. The
catch
basin there, yeah, needs to be re-poured, because that's just a chaotic mess of broken up concrete and drainage tile and whatever else. So it may mean that we have to go under the street as well to do that. So that probably is something that's going to have to be bid out. Winter Hill, on the other hand, will have to go down. We'll have to go down and lay new tile for that and kind of dig out. It looks to us anyway, without the county engineer actually saying that. It looks to us from what we saw, the backup there, that we will have to dig out those drainage ditches.
Let's not re-put tile in then. Let's just leave a ditch.
Leave a ditch. That's what we're talking
and
about doing.
They will need to sign a document. We have one that's from Wonder Way that we had. We already did it. It's mm-hmm. already, it's legal. It meets the specifications mm-hmm. that says we're taking care of this ditch. It is actually not our responsibility. But you, the property owner, are now responsible for it, and you can't cover it in.
Okay.
So that documentation's there.
So we were out there. We got that ball rolling as well after we saw exactly what the problem was. And it looks to us, too, like a lot of that water is coming from the field on Winter Hill. So I don't know that we have the right to address that.
And it's not our responsibility
right.
to address it.
So.
No.
We just need to carry it away, carry water that's coming on to Winter Hill in that area. We need to figure out a way to carry it away and into the catch basin. That we've got two catch basins on Newberry, one on one side of the road, one on the other side, which is much bigger. So I don't know anything about that. I've only been in office a year, so it's way before me. You probably know a lot about it.
The ones that are close to Ross or the ones close to Winter Hill?
It's actually both of those basins are kind of halfway between Ross and Winter Hill. So it's kind of like it's running from both directions into that same area, and where it's carrying away from, I don't know.
Well, the catch basins are also designed so that in the event of it's clogged or something, you mm-hmm. have a way to get in there and mm-hmm. look at it. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily, I don't know off the top of my head if they're raised or if they're submerged.
They're submerged and under.
But they're not necessarily designed for everything to be running into them. But again, I don't know the design. I haven't looked at that. I know there's two that are closer to Ross that are smaller that got covered up a while ago.
Yeah, we saw those.
But if the county's coming out to look at it, that's great. They can give us some direction.
So that's where we spent an afternoon out on trying to figure that issue out. And there were two complaints from property owners who called me direct, one of which I had already talked to mm-hmm. 5 months ago. So we've got pictures and so forth of the backup there. We've just been kind of going through here trying to figure out how to handle the Ross Road burnout house as well. Mm-hmm. So if
the health department won't take that one on?
That's our next plan. Mm. We're trying to figure out if we can get shove that to them as well. So right now it looks like if we can get them to at least take care of 40, then we'll focus on the burned out house on Ross Road. At least we won't be having
right.
to deal with two of them at the same time.
Agreed.
So that's our 3 days last week.
Yep. Great.
And that's it for me. I'm done.
Just taking some notes. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Next up is the financial reports. Financial Officer Ross, if you please.
Well, the credit card detail is attached and the receipt report is attached. So I'm not going to read them out, but if you have any questions.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add about the audit or?
They're still doing the audit. They pushed it back another. Push it back to the end of March again because they're just not done. I've been pulling things. I've been pulling things for the lady who's doing the audit. Her name is Nina Jackson. She's very, very nice. And luckily, I'm allowed to scan things in and email them to her.
Oh, great.
So that kind of helps with her not being here. And mm-hmm. she did come and pick up some stuff that she needed to have, and then she'll return them when she's done with them. But everything else, she sends me an email, tells me what she needs. I look for it. I scan it in and
wow.
send it back to her. So
a lot of work.
I mean, it is taking a lot of work, but we're getting it done.
Great.
I mean,
thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you for that. So next up is discussion items. So last year I think we didn't have an Easter egg hunt because we cut it close and nobody was available.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is still kind of close because it's already the beginning of March, but for the Easter egg hunt, the question is, do we want to do one? So I looked up some things to have some additional information. Easter is April 20th this year, and the next four things are other things that are going on in the area that we may not want to conflict with if we decide to do something. So I looked up, you know, basically for, I looked up Huber Heights, but I didn't find anything scheduled,
mm-hmm.
Which was weird because they had a bunch of stuff from last year, so I might not have just gotten it, but New Carlisle and then Tip City were the three areas mm-hmm. I looked in. So, other than the Huber Heights,
mm-hmm.
the one church was listed, but nothing in any parks or something for the city itself. I couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think? Do we want to do something? And if so, is anybody available on, I don't know, any of these days that are not here, or we could have another
session? I am out of town the weekend of the 5th, but I could do the 12th.
The 12th?
Yeah.
So that probably wouldn't be good because that's the same day as the Bethel School.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Unless we want to do something with them. I think we talked about that last year.
Offered to donate some money so they can buy more eggs. I mean, there's that.
It looks like the 12th. I mean, you've got the Pisgah Church. That's on the 12th, too. The other one is the 19th. And that's Medway Church. They usually have a big deal there. I mean, that's usually huge. So you might not. I mean, if you did it on the 19th, you'd be competing against them.
That's the one on 235.
Yeah, yeah. They always have a
huge
one.
We've seen that last year.
Huge one. And the Eagles on the 20th. So I mean.
Easter is the 20th? I thought it was the
26th.
That's
the wrong month. It's the day I was told.
Oh,
I
the 20th, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you guys want to do? I mean, I guess if we do it on the 12th, we're competing against the school. If we do it on the 19th, we're competing against Medway, who will pull in everybody because they're massive.
I don't think we want to do it on, well, I guess we could do it the 19th, but I'm out. The weekend I have is the 12th. I'm out of town the 19th and 20th. I thought the next weekend was Easter, but
mm-hmm.
it's not.
So do you want to look about the school or combining it, or what do you want to do?
I mean, we can ask them. That's what we talked about doing last year, and I think it was just even too late at that point.
They didn't. I don't think they wanted to do that either, if I remember correctly. They want to keep their stuff separate, don't they?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure we even talked to them. I don't remember if we did.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think they would probably object.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're bigger than the township,
mm-hmm.
so, or else we could have it on the 12th and have it after, so they could go from there to here.
Yeah. The problem is, you know, there's so many places that are so close around us now that are doing this. It's almost redundant to.
Well, can you guys do it on the 5th? I mean, I don't have to be here. If you guys could do it on the 5th.
I can do it on the 5th. Can you do it on the 5th?
It's kind of early.
Kind of early?
I mean, okay. I can't. I think I can.
Well, nobody else is going to get an empty day.
Cody,
so.
Any of you guys over there?
I will be out of town.
Okay.
On the 5th?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's spring break week.
Oh, that is. Yes. Forget it.
So you're out as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spring break. Nobody's going to be here.
That's spring break for Troy.
Yeah, well, they're all on the same. I think they're probably all on the same. So, in this area, in the county, probably pretty close.
And I don't want to if I can help on another day, I will, but I don't want to commit or have you go around me because we don't have a schedule for baseball yet. And sometimes they do play on Saturdays. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I get it. Well,
I say approach the school and see if they want some help.
So, yep.
Or a donation or something.
Cody, can you approach the school?
Yep.
Okay.
It's actually the boosters.
The boosters. Yeah.
Yep.
And we can either donate just some, if they want to, money, you know, to offset some of their costs or something.
Okay.
Or if they need bodies, you know, perhaps we can post something about bodies, or I'd be happy to show up for a couple hours. But
I think we need to show up. Yeah. I mean, donating money seems
Beth can't be there, and I'm just saying, if they need us, we'll come. But I don't want to ingratiate myself on the boosters deal, you know, because it's the boosters deal.
It's not
the township's deal. So they may feel like, hey, this is our party. Let's run with it. We'll give you credit, you know. But
I'm sure they'd be happy with a $500 donation towards more eggs.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's see what they say.
Yeah, I get with them. Absolutely.
I have no problem with showing up. And Julie, I'm sure, doesn't either. Beth's going to be gone. But, you know. I don't want anybody ticked because we're trying to...
Right, try to take this,
because we're not having one, so...
Right. Understood.
I was going to look up when spring break was, but it's a little teeny tiny calendar. There's Bethel's spring break is the 24th to the 28th.
Of March or April?
Of March. I think they tried to coincide with TIP. I don't, just because some families, well, when we used to have kids in school over in TIP, although I think we've pulled them back now. Okay, so we'll do some research.
So, what's the next deal?
Okay, next up is public comments on items on the agenda.
I have nothing.
Okay, none.
Jeff was late. Did you have something, Jeff?
Okay.
We have one at the end tonight, too.
Okay.
Okay, next up is action items.
Okay, are we ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Resolution number 25-03-016, a resolution accepting the resignation of Jacob Klein from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
I move for the resolution of adoption of resolution 25-03-016.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Okay, that'd be me.
Okay, any discussion?
No.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, just want to say thanks.
Hate to see it.
Hopefully he'll come back, as some do.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be nice.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-017, a resolution appointing Rachel Kiplinger to the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals for a term commencing March 4th, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2028.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll do it. Kim?
I'll second resolution 25-03-017.
Okay, any discussion?
Nope.
So this is Rachel's moving from alternate to member. Okay, vote please.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Okay, I'm going to apologize now if I mess up this name, so.
She's here.
Yeah, I don't want to offend you. Resolution number 25-03-018, a resolution appointing Rochelle, is it Vi?
Yeah, that's okay. Really good.
To the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals for a term commencing March 4th, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2029.
Move for the adoption of resolution 25-03-018.
Thank you, Beth.
Okay, and I second it.
Thank you, Cameron. Any discussion?
Nope.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks for coming to the interview, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-019, a resolution reappointing Michelle Swank to the Bethel Township Zoning Commission for a term ending December 31st, 2029.
Do we have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 25-03-019.
Thank you. Second. I'll second it. Any discussion?
I have none.
So I do have a little discussion here, just for the record. There are some concerns. Michelle is already on the board, but we do have some concerns about some things that have been said. But, you know, that should probably be dealt with by discussion. And that's it. That's enough for me. Vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-020, a resolution reappointing Jess Underwood as alternate to the Bethel Township Zoning Commission with a term ending December 31st, 2029.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
A second resolution, 25-03-020.
Thank you. Any discussion?
I'm glad to see he's back.
Yeah, me too.
We had a long conversation with him.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know Jess Underwood, he is a wealth of knowledge of zoning. Like encyclopedia, he can probably spout our code without having to read it.
Yeah.
So he's, yeah.
I had Cody in his neighborhood last week as well on one other property. So we made the township rounds.
Standard.
Okay, good. Vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-021, a resolution approving appropriation transfers for 2024.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion?
Do you need an...
Can you help me out on this?
An explanation?
Yes, please.
Of why we're doing it that way? Or why we're doing it?
Yeah, well, we're doing it retroactively. So, help me out here.
Okay, so... You're... when you approve the appropriations, if you approve them at a program level, that allows me to move it like
right.
within that program line item to line
right.
item. But being new,
mm-hmm.
I was not aware that needed a resolution or needed approval or
okay.
how that worked.
Prior
gotcha.
Approval.
So we're going back and
mm-hmm.
approving what was moved line item. Nothing has been moved like from one fund to the other, or I've not increased an amount
right.
within a line item. It's just if this line item didn't have enough and we
gotcha.
Brought money down or
I understand.
Up.
Okay, that's fine.
There will be another one
mm-hmm.
for the first part of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do our permanent appropriations, we're gonna approve it and we're gonna do it at the program level, but I'm going to provide you with detail line items.
Right.
So you can see what that is, and then that'll kind of stop this.
Okay. Is that the way it's been done in the past?
I don't know about here, but that's the way Richard told us that it should be done.
So this came up because of all the other stuff going on this week.
Yeah.
And what happened is in December of 2023, I got to get the year right, we passed a motion. It might have been January of 2024, but I think it was December 2023. We passed a motion that set the appropriations for the following year, 2024, to the final appropriations of 2023. And because we did it like that, that's what does it at the line item level, which is also called the object level. And so then you have to approve everything. So we did have one supplemental appropriation for the firefighter.
The 15,000?
For the increase, because they got a grant for the increase in the salary. That I took out of here.
Okay.
So this is a report straight from the accounting system, minus that one because that was approved separately. Mm-hmm. But we have to approve every transfer because of the way that was done. We also did the same thing for this year in 2024. We passed that same resolution to do it as last year's final would be this year's temporary ones.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's temporary or final, you still have to have trustee approval. Mm-hmm. So because we did it the same way as the previous year, again, not knowing, then we have to also approve the transfers that have been done this year. And we're going to do those at the next meeting with the final, when the final appropriations are done. Because then after that, they can move within. And most of these, if you notice, are to... well, quite a few of them that I think the ones that don't have the purpose or to fix the account. Yeah. So that's why
that.
You see, and I put all the minuses and pluses, like I moved the stuff around so that it would be together so you could see which account it was moved from and which
to. So on 210, you moved it from, on the first one, you moved it from account code 2029200. 2011 to 360000 and 380000. Oh, sorry, no. You mean from those two to 380000.
Yes.
Okay, that's
fine.
I understand.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I had that discussion with Rhonda about the over Friday or whenever anyway about the, you know, come the 15,000 being in the wrong place or whatever. Well, that 15,000 that you said you were moving back.
Well, that was
The 15,000 we're doing exactly like we're doing the 120,000. So
okay,
the 15,000 I had we did a resolution so that I could make that money go into that account, increase that account to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that was a supplemental appropriation, so she actually added
I increased
to it.
Okay.
These
so,
are just transfers from one fund to the other.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, that makes
so if I increase or decrease an appropriation, I have to have approval from you guys. But once we move forward and do it this other way, I can move it within the same fund. So like the general fund, I can move it from line item to line item.
So she'll be able to fix things
accidentally
got put in the wrong account.
And I have said I learn something new every day.
Every day.
Every understandable.
Day. Okay. End of discussion?
Yeah.
Okay, we're ready for the vote. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Okay.
Get back over here.
Resolution number 25-03-022, a resolution approving a supplemental appropriation of $120,000 for the EMS fund capital outlay category to the 2025 permanent appropriations.
Move for the adoption of resolution 25-03-022.
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Actually, we're going to have to amend this. This was my fault. It's to the temporary appropriations, not the permanent appropriations. Correct, Rhonda?
Yes.
And so is the next one.
I thought we moved to permanent, but we are not there yet. So it should say temporary. And that should be in two spots in the resolution because it's in the title.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's... No, it might just be in the title.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's anywhere else.
Okay, good. So it's just the title.
Or you just have to just put that in, and then you can still...
She just crosses it out and initials it, and then in the minutes we'll put that we amended it to say temp.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
We're doing the resolution, too. I just want to make this, because I spoke directly to Angela Hubbard at the county auditor's office.
Okay.
And she said she wanted a resolution.
Okay.
It should be a resolution. Richard says differently, so there's some back and forth, but the last thing I want to do is not be able to cut that check. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
according to the ORC, our motion was okay, but Angela wants a resolution, so that's why it's here.
Okay. But she's the auditor, she's the auditor's office. So
we have not found the original resolution to purchase it. We did find the contract last night or this morning, which also was a different price than, but we approved.
I think anything that you're, even if we, so the, you can speak more to this, Ben, but the fire and EMS vehicle production companies have consolidated, private equity has purchased them, a lot of them in the last 5, 6, 7 years, and there is such a constraint on the market that even if we ordered it at X and signed on the dotted line in 3 years when it comes due, it's well within their rights to say, oh, it's X plus 12, 15, 20%.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about the fact that it changed. I'm concerned about the paperwork that goes with it, right?
Yeah.
Because we have to have a paper trail of everything.
I know that.
To get through the audit. So that's all I was saying was,
okay.
And it was, what, about 10,000? I forgot what the number was now. 304
to 316.
So it wasn't a ton of money, but
yep.
there's still a change.
Yep.
And the fact that we can't find a resolution for it originally is somewhat concerning, but still looking. So so don't panic yet, I guess.
Well, we've got a signed contract. Somebody had to sign the contract, so
yeah, Andy signed the contract.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
But that's okay.
But that's okay.
He was
the administrator, but still, I mean, we're not in the doghouse because we don't have that paperwork, right?
I don't know. There should be a resolution to approve purchasing it or entering into the agreement at least.
Yeah, we think there would be. That's a pretty big purchase. But
yeah, it's a pretty big purchase. We're still looking for that though, so
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was before me. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where to look at it.
It was in February of
2022. 2022?
It's, yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's
okay.
keep
okay.
going.
Okay, end of discussion. So we're going to... the resolutions to approve the amended resolution.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-023, a resolution approving a supplemental appropriation of $10,000 for the general fund legal services category to the 2025 permanent appropriations, which we're going to change to temporary.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motioned.
Thank you.
I'll second that. Why are we doing this now? Just out of
question. Already passed a motion for this last time, but because Angie asked for a resolution for the $120,000 for the capital outlay for the medic, I rewrote the one for the legal services as well.
Yeah, but we're doing permanent appropriations like sometime this month, right? So
yes.
We're not thinking of spending $10,000 this month, are we?
No, it just needs to be, we have to have an approval to change, she has to have an approval to change anything.
I know, but so it's fine to do it. I'm just saying, it sounds like we could have just waited on this one and done it. We're not cutting
the
check
time.
For 10 grand anytime this month, whereas we are for the medic.
Right. But could, are you saying we could have just done them all when we do the other?
With the exception of the medic, I feel like we could have done
this. Well, this is not a transfer, though. This is, so we're going to do a resolution to approve the transfers, but this comes out of the actual fund.
I know.
Just like the one prior to it.
I know, but we're paying a bill with the one above it. We're not paying a bill.
I understand, but that's not what the criteria is. The criteria is the trustees have to approve every supplemental appropriation, whether it's temporary or whether it's permanent.
I know, but we're going to do permanent. It doesn't matter. We're doing permanent in 2 or 3 weeks, so we didn't really need to do this one now.
At the next business meeting is what Beth is saying.
Yeah, but it's fine. Let's just keep going on this.
Well, I did it last week as the motion so that the resolution that's coming up has the right numbers in it.
Okay.
So,
let's move on.
So we do have that.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that other resolution. Oh, that's a different problem. Never mind. Okay, so end of discussion for that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a second.
Vote, please. So, Beth was the second.
Beth was the first one.
I was the first, wasn't I?
I got Beth written down.
I was the
down.
First, and Beth
okay,
was
the second.
Second.
That's fine.
I think.
I'll be the second.
That's
fine. I didn't write anything.
That's what
down.
I wrote down, too.
Sorry.
Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yeah.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-024, a resolution employing the township's attorneys on an annual basis for the year 2025. Attorney McTeague?
McTeague.
Okay.
Do we have a motion?
Motioned.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion?
I would just like to say that I'd like the same, before anybody engages this attorney, he's $700 an hour, that is a chunk of change. Before anybody engages this person and has a discussion with him, I think all three of us, as well as the township administrator, need to be on board because, man, a 3-hour conversation takes a lot.
$1,500.
Yeah, well, 3 hours at 700. Yeah, then he's going to call in a paralegal at, you know, 250. So I would just, we have that agreement in place. I'd like that just to make sure that we're all on the same page when we do.
And we wrote, I think we wrote that policy to, or agreement, to be any outside attorney. So it would still apply to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in agreement with you there.
All right.
Definitely.
Ready?
Me too.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-025, a resolution employing the township's attorneys on an annual basis for the year 2025, and this is for Attorney Griggs.
Move for the adoption of resolution 25-03-025.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
He seems like a bargain compared to the other guy.
Well, actually, the reason this is on there is we passed one in January, but the wrong rates were in the resolution because they send a letter every year, and in 2023, they sent a letter, a snail mail letter.
Mm.
So they sent a letter to the fiscal officer at the time saying the rates were going to go up. But we didn't see that letter. Not sure where it is. Still haven't seen it. So when I wrote the one in 2024, I wrote it with the rates for 2023.
Mm.
And then in 2024, at the end of last year, they send their standard letter. This is like in November. They sent another one in the email. Well, we got it, and it said the rates would stay the same. So I wrote, again, January's resolution to use those rates. And then as I was going back to send a copy back to them, because we send them a signed copy of the resolution, I noticed the rates didn't match and called them up, and she said, no, they went up in 2023, but we didn't see the letter. So this, so I wrote this to correct January and also to cover last year's 2024 payments where it was higher than what was in the resolution as well. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-026, a resolution authorizing the removal and pruning of trees along Singer Road by Harrison's Pro Tree Service at a cost of $77,400.
Do we have a motion?
Motion. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion?
None.
Gotta do it. Don't have a choice.
So this replaces the previous resolution as well. The Metro Parks recommended a vendor back then called Save a Tree, and now they've changed vendors, so I had to rewrite it with the new vendor. Okay, call the vote, please.
The only thing I would like to say,
go ahead.
Is that I would like to have a list of what trees are going to cut down. So along, can you get that or
we
something?
We have that now? So I didn't put it in here, so okay. That's why you didn't see it.
I think they're marked.
You think they're marked now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're marked and on the website,
mm-hmm.
the attachments are the
mm-hmm.
two things they sent us. One is a plan and one is the contract. The contract lists every tree and how they're going to either cut it down, prune it,
mm-hmm.
and what the conditions are. We have some work we have to do, and you know, it's the whole thing is
well,
in there, the whole contract.
We can't do any work because
preparation work.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
They write it like it's at a home,
yeah.
So some of the things don't apply. But it's like have all the furniture out of the way and cards out of the way and
yeah.
things like that. So I think we just have to
check
and make sure there's no dog poop out there.
Yeah, I didn't see the original agreement to remove those trees when we. Started when I got elected, and I just think it's important for me to tell you this. I didn't see any map or anything of the trees. It was discussed about a certain length from here to here, and across the road. So I have no idea of which trees they're talking about.
Yeah, the park district's been out there,
yeah.
and they're marked. You can drive by and see them.
So. Okay, so that would be a good thing for us
yep.
to take a look at because that is one section of road. That I want to have fixed on our tour this
yep.
next week or two. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Works.
Yeah, it's attached. There are
okay,
attachments
good.
On the website.
I didn't mean to take
so
long.
I guess I
can
send those in
the
email.
No,
I was gonna put them in here, but this thing's already 30 pages, so.
I know.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-03-027, a resolution approving a policy for disposal of surplus equipment.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
I will second that.
Okay, any discussion?
Get rid of this. Yeah, I'd just like to get rid of some of this stuff.
No.
So this was written to be effective April 3rd, which is the new,
mm-hmm.
when the new ORC rules come
mm-hmm.
out. And that particular paragraph where you're supposed to have a resolution annually did not change. What changed was the options of how you would notify people. So now we don't have to do the newspaper notification, but we have not been doing this. So I put it in my notes to probably needs to move to the January housekeeping session to do this. Because it does say yearly and you're supposed to have it posted in the office. But we've been doing it whenever we don't have a lot of surplus equipment.
Whenever we have
surplus. Yeah, whenever we had
surplus,
we've been doing it.
Right,
but
yeah.
According to the ORC, it says
we should have
year.
A policy and it should be posted.
Yeah. So we're ready as of April 3rd.
Okay.
Okay. Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion
okay,
carries 3-0. I guess not. Sorry.
Resolution number 25-03-028, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Do we have a motion?
I move for to adopt resolution 25-03-028.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion?
No, I don't have any.
Mm-mm.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay, next up we have the swearing in of our newly appointed zoning board member, Rochelle Vye.
And Rochelle is the only one that's here, right?
Yeah. So, the other ones have been sworn in already.
Yeah.
We don't have any paperwork,
mm-hmm.
so that's why I brought the other ones just in case they showed up.
Okay.
We have for Rachel, but not Jess and Michelle. Somebody want to take a picture? Something posted on.
Can we ask her?
Can we take a picture? Do you mind? We'll post it on our.
You want to stand in front of the flag? Or drag the flag out? I don't know. Just stand in front of it. That's what we usually do.
Dragging it out is probably the right word because you can't lift it. After me, so I'm gonna go short spurts at a time.
Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand. I, Rochelle Vi.
I, Rochelle Vi.
Having been appointed.
Having been appointed.
To the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals.
To the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals.
For the term ending December 31st, 2029.
For the term ending December 31st, 2029.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I shall first.
That I shall first.
Support the constitutions.
Support the constitutions.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the state of Ohio.
The state of Ohio.
Second, that I will.
Second, that I will.
Not knowingly or willingly violate.
Not knowingly or willingly violate.
Any provision of the Ohio Revised Code.
Any provision of the Ohio Revised Code.
And third.
And third.
That I shall faithfully.
That I shall faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
And impartially discharge.
And impartially discharge.
The duties incumbent.
The duties incumbent.
Upon me.
Upon me.
As a member of this body.
As a member of this body.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
And understanding.
And understanding.
That's it.
Great.
It's a lot longer than ours. Congratulations.
Thank you. So then I need her to sign this, right?
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, Rochelle, I need your John Hancock.
Okay.
And then I'll shake your hand when we're done.
Okay.
You can up here. Are you the easiest? Now sign it. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you.
That was wonderful.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to remember it all that, so that's bad.
That was perfect. Okay, next up is hearing of the public, public comments on any topic. Hearing none. Next is announcements. Administrator Smith, if you please.
March 9th is daylight savings time. March 18th is the County Planning Commission meeting in Troy at 7 p.m. There will be one case for Bethel Township on the agenda that evening. March 25th is the trustee workshop meeting here in the township room at 6 o'clock. And March 27th is the schedule for the BZA meeting at 6:30 if needed. Currently there are no cases on the agenda for that meeting. There is, however, one case on the Zoning Commission meeting agenda, and that will be at 7:30 that evening again on March 27th. April 1st is the trustee regular business meeting in the township meeting room at 6 p.m. And April 2nd is the historical society meeting in the township room at 6 p.m.
April 1st? That's April Fool's Day.
be a fun time.
Are you saying it's fitting? Or what are you trying to say there?
I'm not saying nothing.
So I just have a question. Are we past the deadline for any BZA cases? Not yet.
I do not believe so. No, we've still got
17.
A little ways. Yeah, we're...
So still could be...
Still could be on the agenda.
Right now we say none. Okay, so I think we're done. We need a meeting to adjourn.
Okay.
I move to adjourn.
Beth?
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. And adjournment time is, what time is it? It doesn't say. 7 o'clock?
Yeah, looks like it.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Appreciate it.